Now, shortly after Ireland beat Gibraltar 1-0 last night in the European qualifiers, attentions quickly turned to events off the pitch. John Delaney, who's been chief executive of the FAI since 2005, has departed his post and has been appointed as executive vice president of the association with immediate effect. The move comes after a story published in the Sunday Times last week revealed that John Delaney wrote his employers a cheque for €100,000 in April of 2017, subsequently describing it as a bridging loan. We'll talk to the chairman of the Oireachtas Sports Committee, Fergus O'Dowd, in a few minutes. But first, the journalist who wrote that story for the Sunday Times is Mark Tighe, and he's with me now in studio. Mark, thanks for coming in. John Delaney went to court to try and stop you from revealing details of that payment. Can you take us through what we've learned since you published that story last week?
Yeah, so he tried to block us at the last minute, a last-ditch attempt was the way our lawyer called it. You know, and we said in court that we thought this was an abuse of the in-camera rule. He's trying to say this was a family law matter. And we said it's only a matter about the governance, the FAI and finances. And Judge Anthony Barr said there was a matter of significant public interest in any payment between the FAI boss and his chief executive. Subsequent to us getting that last-minute ruling allowing us to publish our story, the FAI published a statement at 11:22 last Saturday night saying that this was a bridging loan, a short-term loan. They subsequently said there was in the best interest of the FAI. This sparked urgent queries from Sport Ireland, the body which hands out and regulates finance from the state for governing bodies of sporting organisations. They said, we were never informed about any material deterioration in the FAI's finances. They get €2.7 million a year from Sport Ireland. And they said, under their terms and conditions, they have to inform us about something like this so we can know what's happening with public funds. The FAI have also issued a public statement saying that they've contacted the Office of the Director of Corporate Enforcement, the state watchdog for company law, and said, you know, they've talked to them about this, and I think they've tried to explain why was this not declared in their audited public published accounts that were audited by Deloitte. Their things kind of lay until after the match last night, and John Delaney then stepped aside from his role and into this newly created position, and we subsequently published the story this morning, taking it forward more.
Yes, so you have new details today about perks which were provided to John Delaney by the FAI on which he paid benefit in kind. What were those?
Yeah, so our investigation has established that the FAI has been paying the rent of John Delaney as chief executive for the best part of the last decade. This involved at least two houses, one in Malahide for under €3,000 a month, and one in Kilmacanog, which was the house of Grainne Scioga and her ex-husband, which is rented for €3,000 a month. We understand that, you know, this is we're not saying there's anything wrong with this, but this is a perk of the job that hadn't previously been known about. And we understand that John Delaney was required to pay benefit in kind on that, which a substantial tax payment would have been required to pay.
OK, as we know, John Delaney is going to appear before the Oireachtas Sports Committee in April. What questions are there now for him to answer out of all of this?
There's a huge number of questions to answer. Why did the FAI have to turn to him for €100,000? Why couldn't the FAI access finance from any of its banks, its bank accounts, its banks with Bank of Ireland? Why did the FAI not publish any of these details? You know, there's company law on this requiring directors to declare any substitute loans, any transfers through the year. Why weren't Sport Ireland made aware of this? And why give the public...
The FAI has said it has written to the Director of Corporate Enforcement to explain its rationale. We don't know what that is yet.
We don't. And we're not saying they breached any law, but, you know, on the face of it, for best practice would be to declare any such loans. And, you know, why was the public and the fans of Ireland not told that there was a serious cash crisis back in April 2017, and now we have John Delaney saying he's donating his UEFA money of €160,000 a year to the FAI. You know, is the FAI in such bad state that it needs that money? Is it reliant on that money? So there's a lot of questions there.
Okay, Mark Tighe from the Sunday Times, thanks for coming in to tell us about that. Now, those questions, of course, will be answered before the Oireachtas Sports Committee, which is chaired by Fergus O'Dowd, who's in studio with us. Fergus, the FAI receives a substantial amount of state funding. It's received in the region of around 50 million, I think, over the last decade. So What questions do you have for
John Delaney? About 2.7 million a year, every year, and that comes from the government, the Department of Transport, through Sports Ireland. So Sports Ireland are the people who actually wrote to the FAI. The FAI have corresponded back with them, and I would be proposing on Wednesday that we would bring in Sports Ireland before we bring in the FAI to get absolute clarity on what they have been told, what they think about these issues. Our committee's job is to look at governance and strategy and challenges. That's our job, and to examine all the issues. John Delaney is a key part of that, but the meeting won't be a witch hunt. It'll be about getting at the facts,
okay,
getting at the truth, which is what people want to know.
Specifically in relation to this €100,000 bridging loan that we were told about, and that Mark reported in the Sunday Times. Do you have concerns about that?
Obviously, clearly, many members of the committee, not just myself, have concerns. In fact, concerns were raised by Deputy Catherine Murphy some months ago. And last December, we invited the FAI in to talk about governance. Three times they changed that actual date. Three times we agreed to a change, and we fixed on the 10th of April. And that is the proposed date at the moment.
And what are your concerns?
My concerns are just to get at the truth. I mean, I'm not making any allegations about anybody, but the public are entitled to know, you know, how governance, how they manage those issues. I think the point was made very clearly. I think it was a Taoiseach this morning, you know, why wouldn't you go to a bank to get the money? I mean, you're a big organisation. You, Mark, say, I think they have 25 different accounts with the Bank of Ireland. They're a substantial body. So what was the urgency? I mean, the bottom line for this is all the young people who want to be and want to play soccer, is all the people, you know, and all their families and all their supporters, all the clubs up and down the country, all of the people who go religiously to all of the games of the clubs. And they're entitled to know that there's transparency, accountability behind every action of the organisation and its management. And that's what we're about.
Will you be asking why that loan was not referenced in the FAI's accounts?
Of course, it won't be just me. It'll be obviously many members. Particularly, I want to stress again, Captain Murphy has been particularly clear on this, Robert Troy, obviously Deputy Rock. Lots of people have lots of questions, but we'll ask them in a fair, focused, robust way. But again, I repeat, it will not be a witch hunt, but we will get at the facts.
And just finally, in relation to this FAI statement that has just come out in the last few minutes, confirming that John Delaney will attend your committee, but also that he has taken a substantial reduction in salary after taking up his new role. Do you have any reaction or response to that?
Well, I think the question of his salary and issues like that, we will be asking Sports Ireland their view on that, because they are the people who give the money on behalf of the state, and they will tell us, you know, what diligence they do on those issues. And clearly, it's a lot of money, and a lot of people want to know the answers to that question, just like you and me.
All right, Fergus O'Dowd, Chairman of the Oireachtas Sports Committee, thanks for coming in to us.